Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. This is Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Boyd Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Well, we're back at the Logan's Place here. And we're at the State Farmers Market. Boy, the sun is shining. We just met Judy from Cary. Who taught at Meredith. I don't know if Sweet Melissa's listening, but Judy taught, I guess, stringed instruments like guitar there. And she taught at Ravenscroft and some other places. So how about that? I don't know if I put any sunscreen on. The sun's nice out here, Miss Monica.
It is nice out here today. Beautiful day. Beautiful spring day. So get everybody in the mood to come out and get their planting started if they haven't already done so.
And that pretty Pam Beck is standing down there, and good to see her. Saw her at our 40th anniversary celebration the first weekend in February. And I knew it was going to be good, Monica, but I just didn't expect all this. They expanded the area too, the back of it.
They did a lot of grading back here, that's for sure, and it's just a beautiful setup. They've worked hard to get everything in here, and we're glad to have them, and we've been kind of saying it's almost a homecoming because they are, you know, they were part of us several years ago when the location was over off Capitol Boulevard, and now we've got them back here at the State Farmers Market again.
Right.
We are thankful, and they've got a lot of customers coming out, I think new and old, and been pretty busy over here. And with a grand opening this weekend, they've got a lot of great things going on. So everybody be sure to stop by and check out Logan's and their grand opening and all their specials and prizes and all the fun things.
Got all hydrangeas, 40% off. And, Josh, you're talking about hydrangea tree, like a limelight hydrangea tree. Mm-hmm. I have seen I saw a house the other day. It was a relatively new, really big house. And the focal point of the yard are limelight or something akin to, I guess, PG hydrangeas. They're out in full sun. That makes quite a statement during the summer when all those things are blooming. And they're not going necessarily. Some of them have, is it like strawberry shortcake or something like that? That some of the conical shaped PG hydrangeas. Now they have some interesting color. They have peonies, Ito peonies, that are 50% off. What's different about these peonies, Josh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so those Ito peonies, they're kind of like a hybrid peony, and they got they're hybrid between the standard peonies and a tree peony, and they've got a real big bloom on them. These particular ones are already 4 to 5 years old in the pot, so you're going to get instant gratification with the Ito peonies. And again, they're 50% off today. We got our BOGO on hostas, always a perennial favorite. Buy one, get one free on hostas today. And, of course, I've seen a lot of our Japanese maples heading out the door. Japanese maples are all 30% off today. And they're just starting to break their dormancy, so you've got some really nice color on the Japanese maples as they're sending out their new leaves.
Some of the varieties you don't necessarily have to plant in the ground right now. You can take them and buy one of these beautiful containers you have out here and put those Japanese maples in those.
You absolutely can. So Japanese maples are pretty happy in containers. They come from Japan where the soils are rocky, and they're oftentimes made into bonsai plants, so they do like those tight root conditions. So Japanese maple would be a great choice for your deck, porch, or patio, as well as out in the landscape. And again, they're 30% off today. And our containers that you just mentioned, all of our outdoor glazed pots are 30% off. And that is a customer favorite of ours. We really make an effort to have sort of the widest selection anywhere within driving distance of Raleigh, and so all of our outdoor pots are 30% off. And we got much more going on today, over 50 door prizes, and we got the donut truck out here. Just everybody's having a great time, and we hope folks listening will come join us.
There are a lot of people out here today. The minute that y'all were allowed people to come in, we had a crowd.
Well, it's a great day to be outside, other than the yellow fog that that everybody's used to around here in springtime. It's a great time to be outside, and where better to be than at the North Carolina State Farmers Market and Logan's, now located at the Farmers Market.
I was reading, I was telling Rufus about bees and pine pollen. They don't particularly like pine pollen because they can't find any use for it. They're kind of like us. I can't find much use for it either. But literally, there is a cloud. It's like we have smoke out here. It is really blind. I hope they hurry up and get rid of it. We're a week and a half away, probably, according to meteorologists, from the peak of this. So,
I'm hoping for a good gully washer tomorrow and Monday.
That will certainly help, son. So what else do we need to know, Josh, about what you have out here?
Well, we have everything you've expected from us at the old location. So we're a full-service garden center. We've got annuals, perennials, shrubs, trees, vines, veggies, herbs, houseplants, and then everything you need for your garden and a bunch of home decor. And then we're also now offering some convenience hardware items so that you can get everything you need for your weekend project here in one spot. And while you're here, you need to stop by our neighbors and friends in the market shops, visit the Farmer's Market Restaurant or the Market Grill, North Carolina Seafood Restaurant.
Oops,
there's just so much to do out here at the Farmer's Market. There's really no need to go anywhere else this weekend.
No. I've always compared this to the State Fair. There's so much going on out here. It's very festive and fun. So, I do encourage it. And y'all are just adding to it. This was a brilliant on somebody's part. I don't know if it was. Was this your idea?
I can't take credit. I think the good Lord is smarter than any one of us. And
there you go.
This opportunity just came at the right time, and we're very grateful to the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, the State Farmers Market. Monica, who's sitting here, has been a great partner all along, helping us to, we've worked together to create something that we believe adds a lot of value to the State Farmers Market, and we are certainly glad to be returning to our roots and be back at home on our 60th anniversary. We're back at the Farmers Market.
Wow.
Where it all began.
I remember the 50th. That was a really big deal. I remember the 50th anniversary.
It was. Rufus was there as well.
That's right.
Mrs. Marshall was there. Someone was kind enough to nominate my father for the Order of the Longleaf Pine, and Secretary Marshall delivered that on the 50th anniversary. It was a real special day.
Absolutely. I remember that vividly. Our Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, was there, and she is a Weekend Gardener listener. Also, the state auditor is a listener because he told me that to my face on Thursday, that he listens to the show, Rufus.
Well, he just called in a while ago. He was on the way to a meeting tonight, and he's an avid Weekend Gardener listener.
What a fine man.
A fine person. I remember his
just
dad.
Just like his father.
His dad, so well, was a reporter for the WTV.
And you did not want to be questioned by Dave Bowling.
Oh, let me tell you what. He wouldn't let you by with this some kind of bull.
No.
No way in the world. No way in the world.
And he knew. Smart man.
Dave Bolick is doing a fine job as state auditor. I was so amazed when he decided to run for that. And I said, why are you doing that? He said, I want to be of service to the state.
And that's it.
He served on the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. And
was he on the Board of Governors, too?
Not on the Board of Governors.
Okay.
Board of Trustees.
Right. Okay. But he, his dad was a news director, at WPTF and oversaw a network operation. We had a news operation, much like the North Carolina news operation that Mr. Curtis came up with, and he oversaw that, too. And he oversaw me when I was doing the tailgate show. The first year of the tailgate show was in 84, and from the studio. And I had Dave Bolick Sr. standing over me, literally over my back. He was like my second grade teacher, Miss Bass, on my back the whole time. But he knew what he was doing. And by golly, I did it right in front of him, or I got yelled at. So
he interviewed me several times in my career.
Yeah, I'll bet. And
he didn't take any of this wishy-washy stuff.
No.
Now, answer the question, please.
That's right. Yeah, you've given us all of that. Yeah, I asked you the question or answer it. All right. Well, we're glad Mr. Bolick's listening, and that's a state government job. Those men, auditors, and the cabinet members, and Council of State, they have hard jobs, tough jobs, and so I wish them all the luck. Miss Monica, it's a beautiful day, and I've got Joel keeps telling me I got to do things. I better do something, but I want you to say. Joel is like my second grade teacher too. He keeps me straight. But you have this operation out here is a handful. I mentioned state government. You have a tough job overseeing all of this.
There's a lot that's going on. It's a wonderful place to be, but there is a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that we have to keep up with to make it successful and to make it as good of an agricultural experience as it can possibly be for everybody that comes out. So that's our goal, and to keep our farmers going and to keep all of these folks, these wonderful vendors that we have across the state, able to come here and do business, and of course the customers to come here and be able to find what they need.
Yeah.
And we like to think of it as being the front porch to North Carolina agriculture. And, you know, of course, Logan's is having their grand opening this weekend, but there's still all the wonderful things down around the market. Our farmers area, if you can't find the plants and flowers over here, you can definitely find even more down in our farmers area. There's lots of plants and flowers, vegetable plants, hanging baskets, perennials, herbs, so much more that are all down through there now. Beautiful cut flowers. We have some greenhouse tomatoes and cucumbers, lettuces.
Absolutely.
Apples, sweet potatoes, all those great things you can still find down through our farmers area, as well as a lot of specialty foods, some craft items throughout the market. And we've talked about the grill, we've talked about the restaurants and all the great things you can find in the market shops and craft shed area. Supersod's having a little class down in their area at 10 o'clock this morning.
We need to be instructed on taking care of grass, I'll tell you that. That is a tough one to deal with, so it's good that the experts are out. So this is... What is this I have to deal with? You sent me a...
They're doing... It's a lawn care, just general lawn care, and I believe they're just calling it a lawn care class. And they have this little thing they're calling it Supersod Academy, where they do some classes from time to time. And
it's good.
I think you have to sign up to get a seat at them. They have a limited availability, but folks are welcome to just walk up and listen in as well. And, again, that starts at 10 this morning, which, well, it's after 10 now. It's going on as we speak. The morning has flown by. So you can stop by. And, of course, they have sod. They have a little plot there where you can see the different types of sod that they have available. And lots of wonderful knowledge they'll share to help you get started with whatever you might be looking for to get your lawn in the right direction. The Hunt of Pork Center is another place we can't forget. A lot of wonderful products there. And also a lot of other meat vendors that are all spread out throughout the market. So if you come out, I guess just plan to be here for a while because there's a lot of fun stuff. I guess you can make it a quick visit or a really long visit depending on how much time you have to spend. But there's a lot here to see and do by the time you walk the whole campus, I guess you could say, of the market. You should have some good exercise in. There's a lot of good things here from all the food, all the plants, flowers, and so many wonderful things that are from the mountains to the coast, as we like to say. A lot of great things that come in from North Carolina.
Is there any asparagus, fresh asparagus, available yet?
I have not seen any, but I did not get a chance to pay close attention right through
probably
the farmer's
close
area, but at any time now.
Yeah.
Yes, any time now.
Yeah, a lot of people love asparagus.
Yes.
And that's a sure sign that we're moving along and yes, in the spring and other vegetables be coming along.
And I'm going to back up on that. I just remembered, I did have one tell me that they were going to have some asparagus this week.
Oh, good.
So I did not see it, but one had told me earlier in the week they should have it this weekend. So, and then another thing are the tunnel-grown strawberries, which are a favorite throughout the winter months and into the early spring before our regular berries start coming in. And they're delicious if you've never tried them. They have a wonderful flavor. So
the market grill did something. I don't know how they did that.
They're freeze-dried.
Oh, they're freeze-dried. Okay.
They're freeze-dried, and they're absolutely delicious. They have the strawberries and the apples, and that's something new that they're doing there. You know, they have those crispy pop treats that they do, and this is something new that they've added into the
I tried both of them. The strawberries are just out of this world, and they are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And melt in your mouth.
Melt in your mouth, yeah.
JC likes the strawberries, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're sourcing those locally from different ones of our growers down in the farmers area, and then doing the freeze drying process on them, and just a really unique treat. You know, freeze dried candies have become really popular, especially with young folks lately. And so the vegetables and or fruit. I have seen vegetables as well, even cucumbers. It's like a cucumber chip that they're doing. And so that's something they're playing around with offering those.
Gosh,
as well.
They are such entrepreneurs. They're thinkers.
They are. They do a wonderful job. And so many other folks through here the same way that have some really unique items. So it's a great place to come and think about, you know, of getting everything in. So it's a wonderful place to be.
All right, you know, all of this this pollen is affecting us, but it's affecting your car. It's getting all over your car, and something you can do. It doesn't do much good to wash the car every day if that's what you're into. That's a lot of work. But get the interior checked. The filters. There are a lot of filters in cars now. Get those changed. Well, maybe you want to make sure that you do it after this, since we are in the midst of all of this pollen. But that's something to check on the next few weeks. But just a spring checkup, period. Get those wiper blades checked. Just something as simple as that. Also, your tires and brakes, and just get a safety check, especially if you're getting ready to go out on a trip or something. They can do anything with your car that you want. King's Auto Service has been in business since 1946. So go to King's. They have they can check on the, if you have Toyota Prius, a hybrid vehicle, so many different kinds now, they have certified hybrid technicians there that can diagnose any problems with those big high-voltage batteries. And they can replace those battery packs for less than a dealer can at if you get to that point, those batteries go for a long time. Now, the 12-volt batteries, they can check those too, and that's really something you need to check, because I don't think they last as long as they used to, because they have to work so much harder now with all the electronics in cars. The newer the car, the more electronics they're going to have, and those batteries really get a workout. So get those checked. Get the AC checked to make sure it's going to work, because it's... humidity is pretty low today, but you probably don't want to open the windows too much, because you'll get pollen in the mouth and up your nose if you do that. So work on the air conditioning. Make sure that's okay. Get all of that done at King's Auto Service. They're 1039 North West Street in downtown Raleigh, and at kingautomotive.net, King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up on WPTF. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh at Logan's. All right, we're back on WPTEF. It's just Rufus and JC and Miss Monica and Dave and my boss over there, and Josh is there, and the pollen.
And
we're at the State Farmers Market, and we just couldn't be in a better place. The brand new, spanking new Logan's Garden Center. Nursery. What is the title? Y'all have had different titles over the years.
Well, we are Logan's.
Let me see here.
Trading company. You got me on the mic there.
So I don't hear you.
I don't hear myself very much, but I'm there.
Yeah.
Anybody hear me in their headset?
I got you now.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So. We're Logan Trading Company. At least that's how the state recognizes us.
All right.
But that was a name my grandfather gave the business back in 1965.
Well, what kind of trading did he do?
He traded in everything. So
yeah.
We were not a garden center when we started.
Right.
My grandfather and Mr. Jim Graham, who was at that time the farmer's market manager before going on to later become commissioner of agriculture, he offered my grandfather a permanent spot out at the old farmer's market to sell produce and railroad salvage, which meant every week you would find something different at Logan's. It was almost a flea market kind of deal. But my grandfather fell in love with selling plants. It's not that different from selling produce.
Sure.
Monica's family has a history in all that.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, we sort of slowly transitioned to becoming a garden center over time, and we adopted the name Logan's Garden Shop because we felt like people needed to know who we are and what we do. So we go by Logan's Garden Shop. That's how you'll find us on Google or Facebook. But we are incorporated as Logan Trading Company.
A lady just walked by with an abelia, I believe it was, there.
Yes, sir.
That is a beautiful abelia.
Aren't they sharp? At this, those are some of the sharpest plants in the landscape at this week in the year.
Yeah.
The forsythia, which are just beyond those, are looking really good as
they
well.
They are. Forsythia looked really good. The Laura Pedlum have been prettier this year than I've ever seen them. And they're really standing out, and I've seen more people cutting them as trees. The larger varieties of Laura Pedlums, cutting them up with the tree shape now. But they come in all sizes, and the abelias are just, I just can't imagine the...
That one's called a... I think that one's a kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope, yeah.
And that they just look really sharp in the early spring, and then again in the fall they get a great color to them. And talking about Laura Pedlum, I wish you could have seen it. They sold as soon as we got them out on the floor, so they're gone. But we had some Laura Pedlum in an espalier screen type, and that was a really showy plant. I hope we can get some more in here.
Yeah, in any form. And especially the varieties, the newer varieties that have the maroon leaves, the deep maroon leaves most of the year.
Yeah, this one was one of those with the dark leaves. So,
well, I have one, Josh, about 15 feet tall, and every year one of the branches comes. It's the dark red, but one of the branches comes out with white blooms.
How about that?
Wow!
Just one branch.
Yes, one branch.
Yep.
I didn't even know they came in white.
There are white Laura Pedlum, but it's always interesting when you get a hold of one of those plants that's got a sort of a mutant arm.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, sometimes plants that are cultivated from a previous generation of rootstock can kind of revert to that.
Yeah.
But what you're describing sounds more like a mutated branch, which is pretty
it's
interesting.
It's just one branch out of the whole 15-foot.
That brings to mind the camellias that do that.
Yes.
There are a lot of camellias that I see doing that. We'll take a break and be back. Richard's on the line. Richard, I apologize. We'll talk to you coming up here in the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Okay, we're sunning it today. I think I'm losing my voice a little bit here. All this pollen, you know what I'm going through here, Monica. Because that's just started though. I guess I got it piled up. I mean, there's so much of it in there. I probably got it piled up in my throat by now. But gosh, it's so pretty out here today. The sun's if you sit out here in the sun a little while, it'll make sure you have your sunscreen on. But we're at Logan Trading Company. Is still after all these years, just bristling with beautiful plants and about everything you can think of associated with the garden. And they, I don't know how this was laid out. Josh, you, I'm sure, were part of this, but
yes,
y'all really laid it out well.
Well, thank you. We knew we had an interesting location to work with, and I was very blessed to be able to work with someone named Robert Heider. He's out of Southern Pines, and this is kind of what he does. He helps. He came up in both horticulture and working in hospitality. He's done a lot of work for Publix supermarkets, and so he knows a lot about how people interact with spaces, and he came in and worked with us to help lay out a grid of pathways that would be intuitive to use. And so far, just hearing the response from visitors to the Garden Center, it sounds like everybody feels like it's a real easy shopping experience. A nice, open, and expansive nursery.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And kind of easy to find everything.
Yeah. And we have you need to come to the back of the place to see this water feature that Sandra Springer came up with. And, wow, it is something to behold. And you can have something like this in your yard, too. And there are, I think, Josh, you mentioned that you might have some more of these here, water features.
We're working with Springer Ponds. You can Google them if you'd like to talk to Sandra or learn about a water feature for your landscape. I know that Springer Ponds is a sponsor of the Weekend Gardener. And they've been a partner of ours for many years and had placed a couple of water features at our Seaboard location. So when we knew we were moving to the farmer's market, I reached out to Sandra and said, don't you want to come with us and design a water feature? And so she designed this awesome pondless waterfall. So you don't have to have a big footprint in order to be able to have a nice water feature in your landscape. That looks like nature put it there.
It really does. It just fits in so well. She has quite an eye. So, and the gentleman in Southern Pines did a magnificent job.
Well, thank you.
Richard is with us. Richard, I apologize. I hope you don't have cauliflower ear from waiting so long, but good morning.
Morning. Believe me, you're the last people in the world who need to apologize. That puts you into the sorry category.
how are you doing?
Pretty fair. Welcome back. Josh, been long time customer since Hodges Street.
Oh wow!
Well, thank
great.
You.
And the I was at farmer's market the other day and got some African blue basil from Gerald, and the preliminary taste testing was really, really great. It's slightly bitter, but the flavor lingers with you for a while, and Gerald said it'll probably perennialize. So that's a really good report about what you can get at the farmer's market. And the be careful around the garden pond. You don't want to stumble and have a waterfall.
Oh, gee, you've been waiting for 20 minutes to say that? Joel gave you a thumbs up on that. It doesn't approach J.C. Knowles' jokes, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
They're different levels.
Well, Richard paid me a visit the other day. And got
he
to
did?
See, oh, yes, sir.
Oh, well, he got the grand tour then.
He saw some of the Watergate collection.
Oh, wow. What did you think, Richard?
It's quite a very interesting museum.
It is a museum.
Yeah, it should be on the historical site list.
Well, the building may be.
Well, I know that I'm an ancient.
Are you an artifact?
I'm an artifact, J.C. J.C. is a head artifact, and I come in close.
Yeah.
I'm just fossilized.
I'm just here.
A really great book to pursue is Close to Home by Thor Hansen. And it's interesting that 59% of what biologists can classify is directly under our feet in the soil.
Wow.
Good gracious.
And most of it, of course, is small. And then what Darwin had done was he didn't want to go anywhere, so he employed little kids to go out and collect stuff for him in the yard, and he would classify it. But after all of his travels, he just wanted to investigate things right around his home.
Well,
so you don't have to. In fact, that the cover has a couple of neighbors talking to each other at their garden boundaries. Great publication, great author. Close to Home by Thor Hansen.
Yeah. Well, listen to this from Cliff Joyner. Sometimes it takes a good fall to really know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know. And if you come up this gravel, you might fall. Then you'll know where you stand.
I'm just glad the Lord gave me some cartilage, because last year I had a fall, and thankfully the cartilage on the old beak absorbed a lot of the shock, and I thought, oh God, last time I experienced this was in ninth grade when I got into a fight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody be careful out there. Okay, well, Richard, anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, that's about it for today. Just glad to hear from y'all. And
glad to hear from you.
Investigating Logan's for sure.
Oh, please do, yeah. Everybody else is.
Oh, yeah, always a reliable sponsor.
Yeah, good people.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great spring.
Thank you, Richard.
All right, bye.
Appreciate it very much.
Smart man.
Yeah, he is. Very intelligent. Very intelligent. I'm glad we worked in the Cliff Joyner thing there. I'm going to see Cliff next week.
Yeah. So. Well, I thought since Richard talked about a waterfall that we'd just have to take a fall to see where you stand sometime.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, see if you can work that into one of your speeches, Rufus. Dr. Johnson stopped by, an optometrist renowned in Fuquay and Garner, a great friend of the show and one of our groupies, one of the show groupies. He comes and visits, like Steve and his wife and others, and Dave, and for a long, long, long time. Nice man. You know, trust your eyes to Dr. Johnson, definitely. All right. 919-860-9783. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh at Logan's, their brand new location. And I know that Josh carries and has carried for a long time I Must Garden products.
Yes, we do.
And they sell well. Like so many of us, when the weather starts warming up, and it definitely feels like spring today, I Must Garden is there to help you out. It's exciting to see plants pushing through the soil and flowers beginning to bloom, but nothing ruins that joy faster than moles and voles. Now, moles can turn your lawn into an obstacle course with their unsightly mounds and raised tunnels, and voles kill plants by gnawing on the bark of trees, but mainly by chewing on those roots and destroying plants. So if you see a plant that's kind of tipped over, a new one, newly planted one particularly, that's the reason. Say goodbye to these pesky intruders with I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent. I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent is made from natural ingredients and blended with botanical oils, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution. The unique blend of natural ingredients coats the food source of moles and voles, chasing them away from treated areas. It contains no harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. And you can buy I Must Garden repellents at local garden centers and hardware stores like Southern States and Carrboro, of course at Logan's, at all of their locations, and at a lot of other places around. You won't find it at box stores, but the good garden centers. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People and pet and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And Steve is with us. Steve?
Yeah, we went to the market shop and we found your magazine. And I really like the new layout. So, and that area in the back where they have helpful tips for home maintenance, and they got step-by-step instructions on how to change out, like in this case, the garbage disposal.
Right.
That's a really neat feature.
What did you think of the cover?
The background was beautiful. It's that foreground that was not.
I know. It was kind of rickety at the front.
You guys take a good picture.
Well, that was a happy day, and you were there.
Yes, I was.
and I appreciate
that. We're there for a couple of minutes. Yep, we try to, as long as you're within range, we try to bother you as much as we can.
Well, I'm glad. That was a special day. That was a special day. You should be there.
Yep.
As loyal
well,
as you've been
you
to this
much.
Show. Thank you, Steve. Glad you like the right. magazine.
I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. And I'm sure you can find a copy of the Farmer's Market or at the Farmer's Market or at Logan's, the Weekend Gardener magazine. Our general manager does a – and that's all done in-house. And it's I think our general manager has also a magazine publishing background. And I think she's done an especially good job with this. It looks pretty good. All right, 919-860-9783. We only got about how long do we have, Joel? We got a couple of minutes. Josh, take the floor.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's been a privilege having the Weekend Gardener here at Logan's Garden Shop on the State Farmers Market, where today we are celebrating our grand opening and 60 years in business. And in commemoration of that, we've got all kinds of festivities here, over 50 door prizes for folks who come and shop with us today. We're also running a number of great sales on all your favorites, like hydrangeas. All hydrangeas are 40% off today. Our beautiful Ito peonies are 50% off. Hostas are buy one, get one free. And all of our Japanese maples, which I keep seeing carts go by with these beautiful Japanese maples, they are all 30% off as well. And last but not least, our outdoor glazed pottery, of which we have thousands to choose from, all different shapes, sizes, colors, and textures. All outdoor glazed pottery is 30% off today. And we'd love to see all of y'all out here at the Farmer's Market. If you enjoy the buzz and festivities, come on out. If you'd rather have a little bit of a more quiet time, come on after 3 o'clock. 3 to 6 p.m. are the quiet hours at the Farmer's Market.
They may not be today.
Who knows? Who knows? It's a great day to be at the State Farmer's Market, and we're so blessed and grateful to be here.
Well, we are just over the moon, thankful to be here. We really are. And, J.C., thank you for coming out, my friend. Miss Monica, thank you for all you do and the long relationship that you and I have had and the Farmers Market and WPTF and this show all these years. Nice.
We're thankful for it as well. We always love having you out.
Yeah. Well, Brother Rufus, thank you, sir.
Well, be the person your dog thinks you are.
All right. Well, he's sometimes misled, but that's a good saying. You agree with that, Josh?
Which part? The misleading part?
No, not misleading. Not misleading. You agree with the saying.
Absolutely. I aspire sure to be everything my dog believes me to be.
How many children do you have now?
4 children.
You don't need any dogs.
1 dog, 16 chickens.
Oh, you got a job. Oh, you got chickens.
And a beautiful bride.
Oh, you have a beautiful
absolutely.
Bride.
That's man. For sure.
Yeah. So, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank
what
you.
What a brood you have there. Chickens and the children.
All right.
Indeed.
Yeah. Again, what a beautiful place you have come up with. And thank you so much for having us out here. Thanks to Sandra Springer and Springer Ponds. That's a delight. Come see that. And take time to walk around, not just Logan's, but the State Farmers Market. It's a real wonder. And the commissioner's not out here today. He's doing something else. But you never know when the commissioner's going to be out here. I mean, he's got an office in town and everything. All right.
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. All right. Y'all have a wonderful day, everybody. God love you. We'll see you next week.